بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Monday, the 6th of Ramadan, 1394, the 23rd of September, 1974. There are so many accounts of the ignorance of the people of Syria under the rule of the Umayyad clan. Some of these can be quite amusing, and I've mentioned them on numerous occasions in discussions, lectures, and lessons on tafsir. It seems befitting to mention one here for a touch of humor. Look what can happen to a community. During the time of the Umayyad Caliph, Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, Mecca was recaptured by the ruthless and powerful Umayyad general, Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. He was someone strongly opposed to anything remotely Shi'i. However, in those days, Mecca had not been in the hands of the Shia. It had been under the rule of Abdullah ibn Zubayr. Now, Ibn Zubayr was a little better than Hajjaj in his conduct, and he didn't last long. Hajjaj put an end to him, taking back control of Mecca for the Umayyad clan. He also took control of Mount Abu Qubais. Mount Abu Qubais, of course, is one of the mountains that surround Mecca and is just on the city's outskirts. He sent a letter to Damascus to the Caliph Abdul Malik, which said, "Praise Allah, we have conquered Abu Qubais," meaning Mount Abu Qubais.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The Caliph gave the order that this letter should be proclaimed from the pulpits of Damascus. So everyone gathered in the mosque on a Friday. The preacher took the letter and said, "Praise God, the Caliph's general Hajjaj has conquered Abu Qubais." All of a sudden, everyone was clamoring loudly. They said, "No, we don't accept this. We don't believe you. He must send his heretic called Abu Qubais in chains to Damascus. Then we'll believe you." They thought Abu Qubais was the name of a Shia leader in Mecca. They didn't realize it was the name of the mountain. This shows you how uninformed these people were. And there are many other stories like this. Who did this? Who is responsible for keeping the people ignorant? Perhaps we should blame the judge, Shuraih ibn Harith. Perhaps it is the fault of Muhammad ibn Shihab al-Zuhri. Or maybe responsibility lies with Qadi Abu Yusuf. So which is it? Is it Shuraih's fault? Al-Zuhri's? Abu Yusuf's? Or is someone else to blame? Yes, what they did was wrong, as we can see from Imam Zainul Abidin's letter to Al-Zuhri. But who made these people? Who paid for them? The axis around which gathered the scholars who went against the religion and against the Quran, who was that? The ultimate responsibility for these crimes must rest with all the tyrants of the Umayyad and Abbasid clans and others. And these tyrants would speak of the Quran and the religion even whilst they were carrying out these crimes.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me. you've done.